Kid's game.
Pat says he's out in the desert trying to get his mind right. I think he's just cuckoo bird, and I'm not sure exactly what in the world he's doing. But nevertheless, every year this time, we talk to guys about what kinds of questions are you getting. Oddly enough, this time last year, we were also talking about potential gay NFL players because Manti Te'o was getting some weird stories and weird questions because of his fake girlfriend. Not that everybody thought he was gay, but they thought that was a little strange. They thought he might be a little unique. They didn't know what was going on.
They're going to covering it up.
They're investing millions of dollars in players, so they're going to ask you all kinds of things that would maybe not be normally acceptable within the confines of a job interview. But guess what? When I did my interview here, they didn't invest millions of dollars with me, barely hundreds. So when they ask these guys questions, it doesn't bother me too much. However, I would say there has to be a limit to some questions. This one really caught me off guard. Everybody understands who Blake Bortles is.
If they say yes, you can't say prove it.
Right. Pat and I like to do our interviews like the guys did in Stripes.
And we're willing to learn.
That's right. Do you know, will you go over the middle? No, but I'm willing to learn. Blake Bortles, of course, is the UCF quarterback who had a dream run this year.
Yeah.
He has also what you would consider to be, in most walks of life, an extremely attractive girlfriend who does some modeling.
Well, she got a great personality, though.
I have no idea about that.
Okay. Just look at her. You can tell.
He was on Dan Patrick's show this week, and Dan asked him about the combine and some of the things that they talked to him about, which this is totally out of left field, and it would kind of gross me out if I was him, because I could just see the creepy dudes doing the interviewing.
All right, the strangest question you got asked at the combine was what?
Nothing was really that bad. You know, I got a couple of girlfriend questions, but besides that, it was all pretty normal.
Wait, what did they ask you about your girlfriend? If you had one?
If I had one, just kind of some awkward, if we come to town, will she be there for dinner and stuff like that?
What? Well, wait a minute. Your girlfriend's a little famous, right? Do I mean she's been on the internet? The pictures have gone viral of her. Very, very striking woman. Didn't they do their homework on this?
Yeah, they did. So I mean, they knew going into the meeting, and I think that was kind of their angle to see how I reacted to it.
Oh man, did anybody warn you that they're going to be asking about your girlfriend?
No, I had no idea, but it was all right. It was stuff I had all heard before.
Does that not seem creepy to you?
Great question.
It's a terrible question.
Great question.
That is totally out of bounds.
They need to know. First of all, the question of do you have a girlfriend, they want to know what your sexual preferences are, first of all.
Bro.
Second of all, that's not
He's
even...
He's been photographed with this chick 1,000 times over. You think she's a beard?
That's not nearly as bad as when they asked Des Bryant if his mother was a hoa.
Well,
that was...
To me, that was totally legit.
What? Because she was, or she? Because it wasn't, or what?
Wouldn't say it to his face.
Do you need to know?
I don't know.
I got no problem with that.
There is no way I would want to play for a team that asked me creepy questions about my hot girlfriend if I was Blake Bortles.
Admittedly,
unless it was Seattle.
Here's the deal.
Or the Patriots.
Blake Bortles,
maybe Dallas.
He kind of sounded like he was mumbling through the whole thing. First of all, so I'm gonna assume they probably asked a little more succinct question than the way he said they asked it.
Well, whatever. Why are you picking on Blake Bortles?
I thought that I'm picking on him.
It's a great story. Why are you picking on the kid?
It's like this.
It's
hey,
like
Blake.
What?
Your chick is hot. Is she gonna be flaunting her stuff in front of our defensive linemen? Because guess what? You're gonna lose that battle, son. So I suggest you keep her in the background.
Other stories involving Johnny Manziel. Ron Jaworski, meathead that he is, yesterday on ESPN said, I would not take Johnny Manziel in the first three rounds of the NFL draft.
Hater.
I don't have a problem with people questioning Manziel's size, his ability to read defense, his inability to play unless he's sort of going street ball. But to say I wouldn't take him before the fourth round seems to me
that's Jaws.
As though Jaws does not have everything computing. And he said, I can only go off what I've seen. And as I watch Johnny Manziel play football, I don't think he's a top three round quarterback. That's my Jaws.
That's good.
He's terrible. He's an idiot. I can't stand him. He's a meathead.
He really is.
I don't like him. Okay, moving on.
He's quickly sliding down. He's going to be in the toilet pretty soon.
I do agree, though, when it comes to Manziel, with Barry Switzer, who says the following. I don't like Johnny Manziel's antics. I think he's an arrogant little P-word.
Oh, okay.
Rhymes with...
Pied Piper?
Rhymes with Mick. He also goes on to say, Manziel is the most dominant college football quarterback I've seen in a long time. So, doesn't like the stuff he does off the field, don't like his personality, can't help but respect the fact that he's an amazing quarterback. That I can get with. The stuff that Jaworski said just seems like hogwash to me. But
he did say...
I have two other things that he talked about. Yes, hilarious.
Well, he talked about how Johnny Manziel kind of reminded him of Michael Jordan, Oscar Robertson, the way he could take over games.
Yes, he did mention that.
Which, I got to be honest with you, Manziel has got, at times, he had that kind of a presence
he
on
did.
The field.
No, he does. He's
like all him.
Again, Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky.
On the college level.
I'm just saying, in general, those are guys you pay because they are worth the price of admission.
You know
if you go watch them, something special is going to happen.
Yeah.
And they might not always win, but they're going to do something that's worth you sitting down and watching them play.
Yeah. Dr. J.
He goes on to say, and he's speaking to Tim McKernan.
Oh, sure.
Who was on CBS Radio in St. Louis.
Yep.
He says on Michael Sam, I'd rather have a gay guy with game than a straight guy without game. Unfortunately, after watching the Combine, I think what you get with Michael Sam is a gay guy with limited game. Fair?
Limited measurables. He was the co-defensive player of the year in the SEC.
Yes, well, the majority of his sacks came against lesser thans, too.
All right. Somebody had to sack him.
Good point.
They didn't sack themselves.
Sometimes they do. Ask Michael Strahan. And last but not least.
This is the best.
Switzer on whether an owner would draft a gay player.
This is unreal.
There are owners out there who would draft Charles Manson if he could run a 4.240.
I mean, I get his point. Now, there are going to be many people who are going to complain why Barry Switzer is trying to compare drafting Charles Manson to a gay defensive lineman.
I don't think he's comparing those two.
No, I know he's not.
He's saying owners don't have any scruples when it comes to players.
Maybe
if the guy can
that.
Go, he can go.
It's silly because Manson's way too old at this point.
Thank you.
That's what makes it silly, mm-hmm. You're right.
And besides, you know what he is? He's undersized for a corner, and he's way too slow.
And
not
for his whole cult in the locker room.
Manson, all he could do is be a holder or a kicker. That is the only
Is there
thing.
A rule against swastika tattoos on the forehead?
I don't know.
No.
They're trying to wipe out the N-word. Maybe they should look at
they
that next.
They should, yeah.
That should be high on the list of things that aren't okay in the NFL. I would be fine with that. I don't know. You're right. I mean, look, there's always more than one way to say it, but it is kind of amazing. So for this, Charles Manson.
You know something, though?
I'd like to send this one out to Chuck Manson, who's rotting away in a prison somewhere.
It just goes to show you, old people and Charles Barkley could get away with saying anything and not get in trouble. They could say anything.
And little kids.
And little kids could say anything. Old people... Barkley, little kids.
I'm none of those.
None of those. We can't say as we are middle-aged. All three of us, Matty T.
I hope I make it to 80.
No, right?
I say a lot of crazy things.
Yeah,
though.
But you can't because you're not Charles Barkley. You're not old yet. And you're not a little kid.
And I'm not Chuck Manson either.
No, but you're not far off, let's be honest. You only got to kill like four more people.
He never killed anybody.
Order the killing of four more people and you got it.
Oh, you sick animals. I don't know how I'm going to transition into this, but you know what? I'm going to wash your brains anew thinking about some right-out floor covering, my friends. I got a new home for buying all my building materials, and that's Ride Out. www.rideout.com. Yes, it's true.